AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Hello Somebody, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartMedia, where we rage against the machine, where we raise our voices against injustice and stand up for justice, where we embrace hope and joy with an optimism for a brighter, more just future. Each week, I'll be dropping knowledge, whether it's a solo episode from me or a hearty discussion with esteemed guests doing great things in spaces and places of politics, entertainment, social justice, and beyond. We get real, baby. I mean, really real. We get honest. We get up close and personal for you. Yes, you. Because everybody is somebody. Before we begin, I want to give a special shout out to my team. Thank you, Sim, Tiffany, Sam, and the team over at Good Juju Studios, Erica England, Pepper Chambers, the hot one, and my social media team.
Hello, somebody.
Happy Women's History Month 2022. Oh, I'm saying happy. We going through a lot right now. I'm just putting the word happy out there. You know, the world is as you make it, as you dream it. Some lessons from our indigenous sisters and brothers, family and friends. I'm just putting it out there, even though at this particular moment, March in 2022, I don't know how happy it is for many people across the globe, many women, many people across the globe. Nevertheless, it is March and it is the time of the month where we in the United States of America recognize the contributions of women to our history. And International Women's History Day was on March the 8th, where we take that whole thing global, which is indeed a beautiful thing itself. I don't know. How are you feeling? I mean, straight talk. I'm doing this because I try to do this every month. This month, this year, got a whole different vibe and a different energy. Tell me what you think. Let me know. Send a sister a message. Let me know how you're feeling. But it is. It's Women's History Month, and we are going to discuss some of the unmatched contributions, unparalleled contributions, spectacular contributions and inventions that women have given to this world. I want to focus in on inventions. I don't know why, but I do. We don't often look at women's contributions to society through inventions, but I think we should. This time, let me give it a try and let's see what happens. I'm going to highlight the historic and powerful moments that led some of the most amazing women that we have read about and that we read about, past tense, present tense, about how we are, how their inventions made the world a better place, made some of the things that we do on a regular basis easier. There's a saying that necessity is the mother of invention. True that, true that, true that. We're going to talk along the way as we make our way towards those inventions. are some of the things that we need to continue to work on. For example, make sure women get their whole damn dollar. Hello, somebody. Yeah, that is vitally important all across the globe. Women are underpaid, underappreciated in far too many cases. But just because that is the reality today does not mean that that has to be the reality tomorrow. We can change some of this stuff if we try. I don't know why, but James Brown's song, This is a Man's World, is percolating in my mind. But it would be nothing without a woman or a girl. You got that right. The one and only, the great James Brown, one of his hits. This is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. So we need a 21st century remix of that. I guess Beyonce did that. Yeah, she did. She did do that. So we'll make that the counter to James Brown's song, even though I do love that James Brown song. Maybe because I came up with that song. I do. I like it. I get it. I like it. I want to thank Beyonce for her song, Who Runs the World? Girls. Who Runs the World? Girls. Who Run This Mother? Who Run This Mother? Yes. Yeah. I'm feeling both of those songs right about now. Tell me what song, when you think about Women's History Month, what songs or song comes to mind for you? Share that with us. Please. I would love to hear from you. What's on your list? What's on your Spotify when it comes to thinking about Women's History Month? All right. Now, and trust me, I will not quit my day job. I cannot sing, but I certainly can appreciate some good music. I love music. Music is the universal love language. It is. Just as a picture is indeed worth a thousand words, a good song motivates, it fuels, it can relax. It can make you excited and ready to go. Ah, what would the world be like without music? I perish the thought. Never want to know what the world would be like without music. It would be boring as hell, that's for sure. So, speaking of music, you know, spoken word, poetry is a type of music that is not necessarily at the time that it's being spoken necessary to bars. There's no... you know, melody or sound from instruments playing directly behind it most of the time. But spoken word poetry does have its own rhythm. So I'm feeling one right now. I'm feeling some words from the one and only, the powerhouse, talented, beautiful, extraordinary Miss Amanda Gorman. Let's see what she had to say. Quote, "Hear me as a woman. Have me as your sister on purple battlefield breaking day. So I might say our victory is just beginning. See me as change. Say I am movement, that I am the year and I am the error of the woman, the error of the woman. Oh my God, I am the error of the woman." Yes, make it plain, Amanda Gorman. And she did just that. And you know, I always like to get us started or at least somewhere in the middle with some kind of quote or scripture or saying. And that was it for today. I probably got one or two others throughout, but that was it. Oh my God, that I am the year and I am the error of the woman. The one and only Amanda Gorman. I'm feeling that, y'all. I am. So let me just repeat a piece of that. See me as change. Got the pause right there. Because do we really see women as change? That in and of itself is powerful. Now let's discuss and break down the term change in a couple of different ways, shall we? One, you know, change is often seen as uncomfortable and undesirable or unfavorable because most of us, probably many of us, probably damn near all of us, may want to keep things as they are, even if change would be better. Sometimes staying the same is easier. Does that make sense? And sometimes staying the same doesn't work for us. We really do need to change, but it's hard. We are definitely creatures of habit. It is the habit. Even if the habit is not good for us, it's kind of hard to break. It is. I will admit that. I'm raising my hand. Can I get some hello somebody's on that? Do you have anything you're dealing with in your life right now where you say, good God almighty, I need to change it? And you might try it for a little while, only discover, oh, you got many, 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 many more miles to go to get that change popping, baby. Yeah. It was a saying that goes something like, you know, when it's more painful to stay the same than it is to change, that's when change happens. Yeah. That too is a truism.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we all know some folks who may have levels of power, some people who don't have any levels of power, and that, you know, they want to sustain, they want to keep things as they are, our way of thinking, the status quo mentality. That status quo mentality is sure enough oppressing a large group of people, both in our country and also in the world. And why do some people like to stay the same? Well, it could be for personal gain. A, the status quo works for them. For others, they could be oblivious to the need to change. Sometimes you just start to accept things as they are and not as they could be. What would the world be like if we didn't have some change agents? I can think of a whole lot of things that were rotten that would still be the same today. Thank God Almighty, we got change agents. But change, it is because of the powerful, courageous, ground-shaking folks. But today, I'm not going to talk about all the folks. I'm going to talk about the women. So let me rephrase that. It is because of the powerful, ground-shaking and shaping folks, women like Harriet Tubman or Rosalind Brewer or Marianne Williamson or Fannie Lou Hamer, Dr. Mae Jemison or Malala, ooh, or Venus and Serena, hello, that we can have a sneak peek into what happens when conscious-minded women shake and shape the world. Oh my God, I could name so many of them, both known and unknown. My grandmother, my dear grandmother, comes to mind. I shout her out as often, but she shaped and shaped the world in her own way, in her family, in her community. Certainly for me growing up, my grandmother, certainly one of my consistent sheroes. She didn't have a fancy education. She didn't live a fancy life. But she was strong of spirit, of body, of mind. She was a hardworking woman. Man, and I miss her so much. My maternal grandmother. I was closer to my maternal grandmother, and just the wisdom that she had, it still speaks to my heart, tugs at my heart, even to this very day. I am so happy that she was able to pour into me. I would not be who I am today, where I am today, without my grandmother. Love her and miss her so very much. She has some really, really good sayings. I'm gonna have to do an episode about mother wit. Yeah, that would be really good. The countless black women in particular and the mother wit that they have imparted. That would be a really fun episode. I'm gonna put that on the list.
If you have been listening to the show for a while, or you've ever seen me live and in living color, you've probably heard the Three Bones story. If you are new to the show, welcome. So glad to have you. The Three Bones story, the wishbone, the jawbone, and the backbone that my grandmother imparted to me and my siblings. The wishbone is for hoping and praying. The jawbone is for lifting your voice, having courage to speak truth to power. But the most important bone of them all, the supercalifragilistic expialidocious bone, baby, is the backbone, because the backbone will give you courage to keep standing through your trials and your tribulations. And in this life, sisters and brothers, family and friends, we are going to be tested, but we can't have a testimony without a test. So that's the quick version of the wishbone. But another one of my grandmother, of my favorite stories or sayings from my maternal grandmother, was when she would tell her 7 grandchildren to be the best. And it went something like this. Be the best. If you can't be the best, be next to the best. Be so close to the best that nobody could tell the difference. And whenever we doubted our abilities to be the best, my grandmother would remind us with a fierceness that being the best is a journey. It doesn't answer to what you feel like in the moment, what you're thinking about in the moment, what you're going through in the moment. It is an assignment. It is a never-ending assignment to be the best. And no matter what it looks like, tastes like, feels like, seems like, your duty and your obligation is to be the best, or to be so close to the best that nobody could tell the difference. What powerful, powerful words from my grandmother, from my grandma. Be the best. Hello, somebody on that. Oh, my God. I am feeling that. I remember our washing machine had broken down and my grandmother was taking care of us. 7 of us, the washing machine broke down. We were a little tight on money at the time. And my grandmother had one of them old-fashioned washing boards. I hope somebody out there, I can get an amen, somebody can relate to having a grandmother who had one of those washing boards. Or maybe a great-grandmother who had one, depending on what generation you are in. And she washed our clothes by hand. And I could hear her scrubbing across that board. Oh, my God. The rhythmic sound of her hand rolling those clothes up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down that board, and the bubbles that formed in the sink that she was using to wash those clothes. My grandmother believed that if you only had one garment to wear, baby, make sure that it is clean. No matter what, make sure your behind is clean more directly. She said, everybody can see your behind. Make sure it's clean. Hello. Truism, baby. That's mother wit talking. If you only got one set of clothing, make sure they are clean. And above all, keep your behind clean, because everybody can see your behind. Yeah, grandma. So much truth to that. Just talking about grandma, and I'm going to bring in these women inventors, because this is what I'm supposed to be focusing in on the show. But you all know, and those of you who are just tuning in again for the first time, thank you so much for joining us at Hello Somebody. I can get stuck in the grandma land. I do. And I love to be right where she is. Let's go back to this change. There are societal changes that we need to have happen in this world. Things that must change for people to be able to live a good life. Not just a halfway decent life. I mean, I don't know about you, but I want people to live a good life. And certainly because of the patriarchy in this country, the toxic masculinity that creates the spirit of this world in many cases, but particularly the United States of America, that masculine toxic nature of America left out a whole bunch of women, you know, and it made it harder for women to be treated as equals. It made it harder for women to be able to control their own destinies. And if you were a Black woman, ooh, baby, ooh, you want to talk about hard. It was damn hard. So when we think about how much has happened in this nation, how much further we have to go. When I think about the economic situation, women need their whole damn dollar. It is important that we get that whole damn dollar. We are far away from getting it. We need to get it. We need more people, more conscious-minded people who have power to be united, be co-conspirators in the effort to ensure that women do, in fact, get their whole damn dollar. We have in this country, you know, when we recognize Equal Pay Day, which we do recognize Equal Pay Day. And if you break it down, that women generally are making about 70 cents or so to every dollar that a white man makes, because the measuring point is a man's salary. And there is, when you start to break that down to more ethnic and racial identity, it becomes that much more clearer that we absolutely have to have change to make sure that women get more than change, the change that rattles, and are able to get the full salaries, money that they deserve. Equal Pay Day during this Women's History Month is March the 15th. And that really means equal pay for white women. But for, you know, if you're a Black woman, your Equal Pay Day does not come until September 21st. If you're AAPI, your Equal Pay Day is May the 3rd. If you are an Indigenous woman, your Equal Pay Day is November the 30th. And if you are Latina, your Equal Pay Day is December the 8th. So we need change in that category right there. We also need change in the political realm as well. More women. We need change in the economic sectors. We just need change all the way around that will ensure that women have equal opportunities to compete fully in this society. We need that change. And God knows we need to change the way this nation pays its women on average. And I do believe that women do deserve their whole damn dollar. All my cents and all my dollars, every penny, all my change. Hello? Can I just repeat that again? You know, we should expect the women to be paid equal to, and sometimes above equal as their male counterparts. We deserve that. I expect to be paid my worth, and other women too. And we want our whole damn dollar, the whole dollar that goes with it. All our cents, all our dollars, every penny, we want all that change. Hello? That's what I'm talking about. Oh, we still celebrating that and talking about that today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Women's History Month, why do we celebrate it? As I was talking about Black History Month early in February, some of the similar traits that it started off as a celebration that people would celebrate it for a week. And it started off in Santa Rosa, California. And then the word spread to organizers and groups. And that turned into Women's History Week. And poof, it morphed into, yes, Women's History Month. And it is a month-long celebration, recognition, acknowledgement of the contributions and legacies of women that women have made throughout the society, social, political, economic, environmental, the whole thing. Women have impacted it. As sure as my name is Nina, women have made an impact. And certainly March is not the only time that we should recognize the contributions of women, just as February is not the only time we should recognize the accomplishments and triumphs and trials of Black folks, of African-American people. But both of these months we set aside to go a little deep as a collective, as a nation. Oh, I want to certainly shout out to all the dynamic women who put together the first Women's History Celebration in California. I want to thank them for their vision there and that we celebrate. It gave us that look into history and made us really concentrate in ways that probably we ordinarily would not. Thank you for introducing us to the rule breakers, the entrepreneurs, the good troublemakers, the activists, and the inventors. Yes, I'm back on inventors. Finally, I'm getting back around to the inventors. And I'm going to just name just a few inventions by women that I found very interesting because we see these things and we use them on a regular basis and they have changed our lives. You know, from the invention that helped us eat one of our favorite foods. Well, some folks, ice cream, to the creation that kept us safe, the fire escape. I'm sure you didn't think about that. Think about a woman creating that, but a woman did. And I'm drawing a lot of the inventions that I'm talking about from an article that was written by Josie Green, and it first appeared in the USA Today newspaper. And the title of it, I believe, was You Have a Woman to Thank for These Inventions or for These Things. And I believe she listed 50 of them. So the ice cream maker, for some of you, you love ice cream. And the inventor was Nancy Johnson. And she did that in 1843. She created a double cylinder hand crank ice cream machine. And it could create two flavors that are frozen at the same time. But they came out separately. Oh, hello, somebody, for that beautiful thing. Nancy Johnson, I guess, is a beautiful thing. When I'm doing all them jumping jacks and stuff, I don't know how I'm feeling about that ice cream maker right about now. But thank you, Nancy Johnson, for that. Yes. How about the paper bag making machine? The inventor was Margaret Knight. She did this in the latter part of the 1800s. And a man stole her invention, stole it outright, and said, you know, something like a woman could have never thought of, produced an invention like this. But Knight, she persisted, and she finally received her patent in 1871 for a machine that could produce square bottom paper bags, like the kind we use today and that we're using more often because we are trying to do away with our use of plastic. So you go head home, Margaret Knight. How about the dishwasher? Woo, hallelujah, somebody. It was invented by Josephine Cockrum, and that was in 1872. And there were other prototypes. There were other, you know, dishwashers around, but she took it to a whole nother level. Yes, she did. And her design was the first that used water pressure rather than scrubbers to remove debris. Should be no surprise that a woman created a dishwasher, especially for how many damn dishes we wash. And then hopefully things are changing or have changed, that women are not the only ones that do dishes in their household. But women were relegated very much to the domestic side of the home. And therefore, women did wash the majority of the dishes. And maybe we still do today. But we got help. Help is on the way. Help came in 1872 with the dishwasher being invented again by Josephine Cockrum. How about the fire escape? Now, this one, really, I had not given any thought to the fire escape, but it's something so simple, but so important to save lives. And Anna Connolly invented that, and that was in 1887. What a lifesaver. There were a lot of tenement fires that happened, especially in places like New York, and really nowhere, no way for people to get out. And she invented the fire escape. Kudos, Anna Connolly. kudos. Now, this one, just as the fire escape, didn't give thought to it. This is something that we use on a regular basis. And it just is. When it starts raining outside or snowing or hailing, and then you're driving in the car, you just turn these things on. You hit the switch and it starts to go. And you probably don't even give it a second thought. And that is the windshield wiper. And that was invented by Mary Anderson. That was in 1903. She received her patent. She tried to sell it. People didn't believe in it. They said it was impractical. What the hell are we going to do with windshield wipers? Ha ha. But the visionary that she was, you know, it paid off. Cars, windshield wipers, cars, windshield wipers, cars. Yes, the two definitely go hand in hand. So again, let's shout out. Let's give a big hello somebody to Mary Anderson. Disposable diapers. Now, just like the dishwasher, not so surprised about this one. And that was invented by Marion Donovan, 1950. And the first inventing a leak-proof diaper cover. I remember those things, those little rubber things, rubber bottoms that went over cloth diapers, and then a fully disposable diaper. And her intent was on helping as many people with her ingenuity, and she did just that. Again, some people doubted the usefulness of this, mainly men, but as fate would have it, Marion Donovan was absolutely correct, and we just can't even see ourselves right now without the disposable diaper. And the disposable diaper has morphed into pull-ups as children transition. So it's just an amazing thing. Do you see how one idea can spark so many other ideas? Again, necessity is the mother of invention, meaning the need forces us to think of new and different ways to do something that makes our lives a lot easier. The bulletproof fiber never gave this any thought, but the inventor, Stephanie Kowalik, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Kowalik, I don't know if the K is silent or not, but that was in 1966. And she was searching for strong but lightweight plastics to use in car tires. And she was a researcher at DuPont, and she discovered what would be known as Kevlar. And this revolutionary fiber has saved countless lives. Absolutely, it has. So big ups to Stephanie on that one. Now, the home security system. Nope. Start to genderize it, not thinking that a woman would be the one to do it, but a woman did, and that her name was Marie Van Britten Brown. The year was 1969 with New York police. Well, not with the New York police, let me tell the story, but they were late for the calls, notoriously late for calls and responding to neighborhoods in New York. And so she took matters into her own hands, and she created a home security system with closed circuit television. That was in 1968, baby. Yes, she did that. All of these inventors, they shook and shaped the world with these inventions. And we see a lot of them. And there were some even before the mid to late 1800s, but it was really hard for women to get patents because the way the system was created, hello, the US Patent Office, the way that bureaucracy was created, it made it hard for women. There was a time in this country's history where women could not, and I repeat, could not own property. So a patent is a part of property. Women who were married would often have to get those patents in their husbands' names. Yeah, I know. And even in modern history, it is still harder for women to get patents. So we done came a mighty long way. We got a mighty long way to go. Yeah, we do. So the home security system, Marie. Shout out to Marie. Laser cataract surgery inventor was Patricia Bath. The year was 1986, and she patented the laser foco. The probe allows doctors to dissolve cataracts quickly and painlessly before applying new lenses. What a life-altering invention. All of these have been, but that one, you know, really on a very, 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 very personal level right there. And my last one, I've highlighted 10 today, and I'm going to go back and mention that article, and it will be in our show notes. Go ahead and look at the other things that women, or 50 things that women invented that we probably could not live without today. Number 10, caller ID and call waiting. The inventor, Shirley Ann Jackson, and the year was 1970s. And she was an award-winning physicist, theoretical physicist, and her contributions to the field of telecommunications led to the inventions of many technologies, including caller ID and call waiting. So people dial us up on our phones before the cell phones were so widely available. Those caller ID boxes, people of a certain generation, I think Gen X can relate to this. And the caller ID boxes first. And then, you know, they created the phones where it was right inside, you know, right on the body of the telephone. And now as cell phones, caller ID is the way to go. We can't even think about, and there is no world where there is a phone without caller ID. So you can know ahead of time who was calling you, who to ignore and who to pick up for. Hello? There it is. There it is. So those are 10 inventions that women created, things that we definitely could not live without. Most of the information about these inventors, again, came from an article written by Josie Green for USA Today titled, Who Invented the Dishwasher, Windshield Wiper, Caller ID? Women created these 50 inventions. And as I mentioned before, we will have a link to this article in our show notes. Go back and revisit it as we think about the contributions of women and all that they have done to make this world a better place. In many instances, make this world a better place. We got to shout out women, clap them up, appreciate them for their willingness to shape and shake the world. It has been difficult. It is still difficult. It was difficult in the past. It's difficult in the present. And we are fighting right now to make it a little easier in the future for generations unborn. Let me end with this quote from the one and only Dr. Maya Angelou. Oh my God. She wrote the following. I love to see young girls go out and grab the world by the lapels. Life's a bitch. You've got to go out and kick ass. Hey, you better say it, Dr. Maya Angelou. Let me read that one more time. I'm feeling that one. I love to see a young girl go out and grab the world by the lapels. Life's a bitch. You've got to go out and kick ass. To all of the women in the world, let's go out, baby, and kick some ass. Hello, somebody.
Coming, the pain is numbing. Try to shoot for the stars if you gon' aim for something. Embrace the love for your brother and sister. Unity's the missing brush, we need to puzzle this picture. Let's paint it up, frame it up for the world to see. Hang the hatred up. Enough is enough, is enough. Making changes on us. Interna, her voice is the truth. Her wise words inspire the youth to keep their eyes on the roof. It's the end, never give up, keep conquering goals. To the eye, intelligence, silver, wisdom is gold. Back to the end, now is your time, stay firm, don't fold. To the A, all you need is the three bones, that's what Granny said. Now I'ma make sure these words from Granny spread. For all of here, just give her your ear. She can take you to the promised land, I swear. World peace is what they fear. From Queens to Cleveland, Ohio, we here. Famous.
Hello Somebody is a production of iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.